Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, on Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you tuning in to our phenomenal shows and interviews that we have lined up for you every week. As you know, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, same time, same place. And, of course, my goal is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we try to bring you a hot show every week to give you something that'll be motivational, that'll be inspirational, and that will definitely excite you. So we are definitely excited about today's show. As you know, in the past, I have done some segments called Influential Women in Ministry, Influential Women in Ministry, and past segments featured Co-Pastor Susie Owens, Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown, and Dr. Medina Pullings. Now, if you missed any of those shows, I'm telling you right now, you have to go back in the archives and check them out. It's really, really easy. All you have to do is visit my official website, and I'm going to give you that web address right now. That's www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. Click on the radio page, and then you will see a page for featured shows. You can go back and check out the archives, the on-demand sections, and check out those Influential Women in Ministry segments. Today, we are bringing you another segment of Influential Women in Ministry, and we're excited to have Dr. Cindy Trim that's going to be joining the show momentarily. Definitely a woman on the forefront of the ministry, worldwide ministry, and we're going to be talking to her. And you don't want to touch that dial, because later on in the show, we have the honor, a surprise. I have a surprise guest for you all. We have the honor of having one of the contestants, the top 20 contestants for the BET Sunday Best competition that's going on right now on BET, aired on Sunday. We have the gentleman that was the second one to sing. His name is Clifton Ross III. Oh, my goodness, he tore up his song, and we're going to get to talk to him. He is out of Maryland. We're very excited and want to hear about his experience on BET Sunday Best. Again, if you're not on my official email list, you want to make sure you join. Join my official email list, and that way I can send out one email to you every week to let you know of upcoming shows, all the cool things that are going on here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, how do you join my email list? Oh, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. And for my iPod users, you can have the show automatically downloaded to your iPod for free. I know that is so simple and easy for you. All you have to do is visit the iTunes store and then search for me. That's Charvette, and that's S-H-A-R-A, V as in Victor, E-T-T-E. Search for Charvette in the podcast section and click on subscribe, and it's a free subscription, and you don't even have to worry about any payment. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to get this show cranking, ready to get this show going for you with our Influential Women in Ministry, and I believe we have our special guest in the virtual studios right now, and I'm going to check and see All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are excited. Dr. Cindy Trim, do I have you on the line?
You have me on the line, and I'm just excited to be with you today.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. Thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much for your invitation, and I want to just send a divine shout-out to those that are logging in and listening. I think this is going to be a great and an incredible show.
Outstanding. Absolutely, absolutely. We are so honored to have you, and I just want to tell my listeners a little bit about you before we jump right in. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia on Blog Talk Radio, and I am in my Influential Women in Ministry segment. I have none other than Dr. Cindy Trim. Ladies and gentlemen, she's best known as the general in the art of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare, kingdom practitioner, respected prophetic voice, best-selling author, life coach, and ambassador of hope. She's a 21st century world leader who has partnered with heads of state, business moguls, politicians, church, civic, and world leaders for more than 30 years. She certainly has graced the stages of many platforms and many notable conferences, and we're just delighted to have the high privilege of interviewing her today in our Influential Women in Ministry. So, Dr. Trim, tell our listeners, how did your ministry start?
My ministry started a long, long time ago. I think I was 16 years old when I had an encounter, divine encounter with God, and I started to preach at 17.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, I had a series of dreams, reoccurring dreams all my life. And when I gave my heart to the Lord, the first reoccurring dream stopped. And then when I began to preach, the second reoccurring dream stopped. So it was like an indication that God had his hand on me. And it's an interesting story because they had asked for a youth preacher, and the youth preacher couldn't come. Mm-hmm. So they said, well, just get anybody. Is there anybody that can talk? And they said, Cindy Trim.
Wow.
So my first engagement was not because I was a preacher, but because I could talk.
Wow. And so when did you first realize that your ministry was really worldwide?
My third engagement was an international engagement.
Mm.
And from there, and I think I was 18 years old.
Wow.
From there, the Lord just opened doors. So since I was 18 years old, I've been in international ministry.
Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So young listeners, you do not have to wait. You can move in your anointing now. All right. So as they say, hindsight is 20/20, right?
Mm-hmm.
So knowing what you know now and looking back over life and your ministry, are there any things that you would do differently?
You know what? I don't have very many regrets. I've lived for the Lord all my life. And I think each one of us have a path that leads us into a place of where God has the ability or gives us the ability to maximize our potential. And although our lives may be riddled with challenges, these are the things that actually shape and mold our character. And so beyond the anointing, I think one of the greatest gifts that God can give a person is the gift of character. And there are four things that constitutes character. Number one, when you live authentically.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when you live with integrity, integrity with others, integrity with yourself, integrity with God, integrity with money, social integrity.
Yeah.
Then when you live credibly, your yea is yea, your nay is nay, you are your own brand. And then finally, when you live impeccably,
mm-hmm.
you live a godly lifestyle with ethics and morality. And I cannot say that I have arrived because I'm still on the face of the earth. I think when people arrive at that point, then the best thing for God to do is to take us off of the face of the earth, because if we live one more day, we might, be subject to be tripped up. But those are the four things right now that I pray about, I'm praying about.
Oh,
and, I believe all of our lives no matter where we come from or what womb we are birthed out of, each one of us are given a testimony, and that testimony really makes us credible in ministry, that God can, God will, and we become the lights that shine for many people that are challenged in their own individual lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've got to tell you, as I was promoting the show, just you are loved. I just want to say you are loved. There's so many people all over that love you. I was on several places, Facebook and all different kinds of places, and people were sending me messages. Oh, Dr. Trim has a support page on Facebook and a fan page on MySpace, and just so many people love you. And it seems like today sometimes there are so many people that are in ministry who are aspiring to certain levels of success in their ministry or certain levels of recognition or notoriety in their ministry. What caution signs would you throw up for those that are trying to strive? And I don't know if they're going for the right thing, but just trying to get a certain level of ministry success.
I think there, first thing, there is room enough for everyone at the top.
We
don't have to fight for what God has given you. And then secondly, you've got to be able to put the time in, you know, you've got to have excellence, and you've got to trust God. A lot of people believe that if you drop names or if you're with the right person or in the right circle, the best circle for you to be in is the circle where God is.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and find your unique giftings, your unique talents, your individual mentals, and that which God has called you to do, and stick to that which God has called you to. It's an incredible life. Not all of us are called to express our gifts and talents in the same way. And God wants you to be uniquely you. Never give up your individuality. And when you strive, you've got to strive to be godly and holy, and everything else falls in place. Everything else.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Dr. Cindy Trim. This is our segment of Influential Women in Ministry. We give a big shout out to all of the listeners that are logging into the chat room. We welcome you. We welcome you. Dr. Trim, you are also a best-selling author, so I definitely want to talk about books that you have out. Certainly, The Rules of Engagement and Commanding Your Morning. So let's talk about each of those books and how you decided to write them.
Rules of Engagement was written because I needed to know how to pray. I had faced some demonic and satanic attack on my life, and I really didn't know how to fight at that particular time. One of the things I needed was prayer proficiency, and the only way to become proficient at anything is to practice that thing. And, you know, practice doesn't make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect.
Yes.
And so I was thrown in the middle of warfare, and then the Holy Spirit said to me, you don't know how to fight in this level. Do you want to learn? And the Holy Spirit taught me, you know, gave me the vocabulary, showed me how to fight, and this is how I managed. And people began to ask me, okay, can you write the prayer out? So I started just writing little prayer points that they can use, and then they were actually prayer points. And then someone photocopied it, sent it around, and then people started asking me for the book. And I didn't have a book, so I put one together. That's how the book was birthed.
Oh, right.
And then God actually showed me how to write. I never started out thinking that I was an author.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to share the word of God with people. And I found out that putting pen to paper gives me a greater ability to share more with more people.
So
and commanding your morning, you know, the rules of engagement is to drive the enemy out of your life. Commanding the morning is to bring the blessing. God said to Job, have you commanded the morning since the beginning of your days to shake evil out of its place? Last night, as I was laying in bed, God gave me the scripture from out of John chapter 14. I go to prepare a place for you. And there is a place, not only a geographical place, but there is a place in a discipline, in a realm, in a occupation. There's a special place that God has carved out for you. And when you get there, all of heaven and earth conspires to prosper you in that thing. And I think most people are looking for that place. I just call it purpose. I call that place purpose.
All right. Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, again, the rules of engagement and commanding your morning. And you can find out information, purchase what you need to purchase online at www.cindytrim.com. And that's with two M's, ladies and gentlemen. Again, www.cindytrim.com. Their book and CD sets, and one has a DVD, so definitely check that out. The Rules of Engagement and Commanding Your Morning. Dr. Trim, our churches, our nations are crying out for ethical and moral leadership. And what are the critical factors necessary really for effective leadership in this day and age?
Wow, that's a heavy question.
Yeah.
I believe that we have come to a point where we begin to recognize that this is a generation and an era, or this is an era that our generation has never experienced before. And the world will never be like it was. Not even a couple of years ago.
Right.
And that means that we have to embrace the fact that our leadership strategy has to alter. There's going to be about 45 different shifts that will occur, and when they occur, it's requiring a new kind of leadership. Mm-hmm. I believe that we're going to need leaders that understand that you cannot have wealth without work. There's no shortcuts.
Right.
You cannot have success without a successor. You cannot have pleasure without consciousness. You've got to be conscious. You cannot have experience without knowledge. You cannot have decisions without judgment, and judgments without the right kind of decisions. We're looking for leaders that operate commercially with morality,
mm-hmm.
that know that science affects humanity, that politics only operates with principle, that leadership is only effective with character, that business is only as prosperous as with ethics,
right.
That your position requires accountability, your rights require responsibility, your greatness requires servanthood, your opportunity requires qualifications, your relationship requires integrity, and your choices always come with consequences, and that we should look at the consequences, decide on the consequences before we make our decisions. And then there has to be some kind of discipline if
yeah.
we have ambition. And so I believe there's a new kind of leadership that God is bringing, and he's birthing us out of some interesting circumstances. Heaven
yeah.
is applying pressure, creating a catalyst, providing a stimulus, and there is all kinds of provocation that's going on to drive us to that place in God where God can really use us.
All right. Well said. Nothing I could add or take from that. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here from an expert, Dr. Cindy Trim. We certainly here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show applaud you and give you virtual flowers. And thank you so much for being a wonderful representation of an influential woman in ministry.
Yes. I want to encourage people to follow their dreams.
Absolutely.
If they're God-given, and with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible, and nothing is impossible. All
yeah.
right. So as we wrap up this segment, any final words, final comments you'd like to share
yes.
with our listeners?
Yes.
Yes.
yes. One of the things that is so powerful that Daniel said in the book of Daniel, how great are your signs and how mighty are your wonders. And God is sending us signs, but he's also going to begin to perform wonders. It's going to blow people's mind. And I want to encourage people to continue to trust God. He is well able to do the exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And right now, with many of us, the only person that we can trust right now is God. The economy is failing, but I believe that God has the ability to turn it around. And I just want people to press into God, to pray. And if people want prayer, they can call us at 678-565-9888, or they can visit us on www.cindytrim.com. And if they want to pick up the books, they can find it in any bookstore. And if they're unable to find the Rules of Engagement or Commanding Your Morning, they can call us.
All right. Wonderful. Well, again, we thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and making this our fourth segment of Influential Women in Ministry, and we just look for more dynamic, awesome ministry things coming from you, Dr. Trim.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be turning to our second segment right after this short commercial break. Don't you move. Don't you touch that dial. Don't you do anything. I have my guest in the virtual studio right now. We're going to be talking to Clifton Ross III, one of BET Sunday Best top finalists, and we're going to talk with him right after this commercial break. Stay tuned. Don't you touch that dial. Don't you do nothing. Don't you go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I had no pain. I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49. If only I'd known. If only I'd listened.
People with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to suffer a stroke than people without diabetes. And many who survive are severely disabled. You can reduce your risk of stroke by lowering your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. You should also talk to your healthcare provider about taking aspirin. And if you smoke, get help to quit. To learn more about reducing your risk of stroke, call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
A message from the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Cardiology.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm going to bring my special guest to the virtual mic right now, Mr. Clifton Ross III. We're bringing him to the mic. Hello, Clifton, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm so delighted and glad to be here. I'm just blessed.
Yes, you are. Ladies and gentlemen, Clifton Ross III is from Hyattsville, Maryland. He was the second contestant that sung this past Sunday on the second season of BET Sunday Best. He's a director of the Howard Gospel Choir. He is a member of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church in our nation's capital. We give a big shout-out to Calvary Nation and Bishop Alfred Owens and Co-Pastor Susie Owens. And ladies and gentlemen, he's here to talk to us today. All right, Clifton, first, we congratulate you on all of your success thus far.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. So tell our listeners, how did your music ministry start?
Let's see. My music ministry started, I believe, when I was in the womb. My mom sings. I come from a musical family, and music has always been a part of our lives. And ever since I can remember, I've loved singing, absolutely loved it. And I haven't given it up ever since. I'm in love with it. I love music.
Right. And who would you say are your musical influences?
Well, I'm originally from Detroit.
Okay.
So growing up in Detroit around such musical greats,
yes.
The Clark Sisters, the Winans, the Fred Hammonds, Commissions, just growing up around those people and just coming from a great church, Greater Mill Memorial Church of God in Christ, where the Bishop Earl J. Wright is a pastor, music was always around me. So I've grown up with it my whole life, so I don't know any other way but music, you know?
Right. great, and certainly out of Detroit, like you said, there's so many people. It's almost like you can't start naming
because
you'll leave somebody out.
Yeah, you'll run out of time.
You sure will. Listen, I got to tell you, I found this great quote about your performance online. I was surfing the internet, and I ran across this blog called www.gospelpundit.com, and this is what the author of the blog said about you. What? Yes, an instant favorite. He sung a wonderful song. He tore it to pieces like a pro, was gracious and humble throughout it all. We like you, Clifton. You're among my faves, no question. And I'm telling you, when I found that, I was like, oh, that is so nice. Just randomly came across it on gospelpundit.com, and the author there, we give a big shout-out to him, EJ. So what have friends and family members and just people in general been saying since they saw the show on Sunday?
I have been receiving so much support just from everybody, people I don't know that said that I've inspired them. People just said that they felt the anointing of God when they felt it. Some people felt chills. It's just been an abundance of support from everywhere, from my family, from friends. It's just been great. And it's letting me know that just to keep going, you know, to keep doing what God has called me to do.
Outstanding. And certainly the song that you sung, Now Behold the Lamb, I mean, you know, you had BB just like throwing his hands up like, I don't have anything to say. So the song was selected for you. You didn't actually get to pick that song. Is that correct?
Right.
Wow. And so when they told you you were going to be singing that song, what was your reaction?
Well, at first, you know, it can be really nervous, you know, because Kirk Franklin is on the show. You know, he was part of the Now Behold the Lamb, so it's a lot of big shoes to fulfill. And then Tamela Mann sings it, and it was heavy.
Yeah.
It was heavy. I have to admit, I was a bit nervous, but I was like, well, God, it's a quote that I've said with me this whole time during the show and just in my process of life. And that quote is, I am not afraid, I was born for this.
Oh, wow.
So you have to tell yourself that every day, you know, going up. And so before I went out, I had to say it. And I said, God, just be with me. I know you called me to do this, so we're going to go forth and do it.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Mr. Clifton Ross III, one of BET Sunday Best Top 20 contestants. He was the second person that sung on the show this past Sunday, and we're so excited to have a chance to chat with him. So, Clifton, okay, so we have to talk just a minute about the audition.
Okay.
So they made some comments about your wardrobe and style on the audition when you were getting passed on to the next level. And it was so funny. I remember watching the episode, and you were kind of looking like, what are we talking about again? So did that catch you by surprise? Did you do anything with that feedback?
I took it. You know, you have to be able to take constructive criticism.
Right.
Everybody isn't going to like what you have on. Everybody isn't going to like the way you sing. And it's all about being professional and being able to just take the comment. I love to dress. I love style. I love the geekish look, you know, as they said on the show. You know, I feel like geek is in, you know,
right.
No baggy jeans, you know.
Right.
You wear what fits. And it's amazing that, you know, we wore that style of outfit on the first show. You
right.
know, the cardigan. And so let me know I'm not too far off.
Right.
You know?
No, not at all.
So,
not
you know,
at all.
Everybody has their opinion and their different trends and different ages of the style. So I just took it. You know, you have to learn how to take it, you know.
Great. Well, you did a great job. All
Thank
right.
you.
So Sunday, they psyched us out, right? They psyched
yes.
us out. So you're standing in the back, and they didn't call your name. Before they tell the audience that we're going to bring everybody back the next show, what is kind of running through your mind?
Whew, let's see. I'm outside of my heart racing fast. I believe my leg was shaking. Sometimes my leg shakes a little bit when I'm nervous. I was thinking, I said, well, God, I feel like I've done what you asked me to do, what you
right.
called me to do, and I've done what I was supposed to do. So if I don't make it any further, I'm grateful that I have the chance to be on TV.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just out of thousands, you chose me to get this far. So, you know, I said, well, if this isn't for me, God, I know you have a bigger door opening on the way for me, and it's I'm going to walk into it.
There you
so,
go.
I try not to think of being in disappointment. Of course, you know, there comes disappointment, but, you know, you just try not to be upset like that, you know, because God, I think God has me, and God's going to take me somewhere.
Absolutely. So. And we think you're going to keep going. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we think you're going to keep going. But if by chance things go another way, you know what? It only takes God a little bit of exposure. He doesn't need a whole lot. He can work out things. He can bring you center stage when and he's ready and when he wants to. So we applaud you. I do want to touch on that. You do a lot of work with the Howard Gospel Choir, and I know that's your heart. Do you want to share a little bit about your work you do with the Howard Gospel Choir?
Sure. The Howard Gospel Choir is, I would have to say, it has a big portion of my heart. I've been directing for going on 6 years now, and it's been a journey. Just to be a student at Howard and have this type of responsibility. From that, I've discovered many things about myself that I didn't know. I'm called to be a teacher. I love teaching voice. I love helping people discover the different passions and the different areas in the voice that they didn't even know. And to have an effect on young people and just to encourage them, it's also my chance to just to tell these children and the kids that are coming up, and these are actually grown-ups, young adults, to just strive and go after what God has called you to do. And, you know, it's more than singing. It's more than sounding good. Mm-hmm. It's about ministering to the body and to those who don't know Christ.
Absolutely.
So it has been a wonderful journey.
Oh, right, and we applaud you for being a real-life mentor, So how can listeners connect with you? Are you on MySpace, any of the online networks?
I'm on everything. I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page. I also have a personal Facebook page. I'm on MySpace, myspace.com/ClyftonRossIII, and you can look me up on Facebook, ClyftonRossIII, and I'm on there. I've been actually getting an overabundance of people hitting me up, so along with, you know, you still got to go to school and you got to go to class, and, you know, we're doing the show. So, you know, in between, I try to sneak back and accept friend requests and respond to the different people that hit me up, and it's wonderful. It's been absolutely wonderful.
How awesome is that? I love it. Well, let me tell you, Clifton, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And that's kind of an ending comment to wrap up this segment. What motivates Clifton Ross III?
What motivates me? I have a favorite scripture, and I actually said it in my interview, and it's simply Jeremiah 1:5. And it says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee as a prophet unto the nations. And I just take that, if God has called you to do something, you need to go out and do it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Get up. Your time is now. You got to get up, and you just got to chase after your dreams. You can sit there and let things pass you by, or you can decide to get up and jump in the game. Jump in the game of ministry, jump in the line, and just do the work that God has called you to do.
Outstanding, and my pastor preached from that scripture on Sunday, so we're
in the same field.
We're in the same field. Big shout out to my church, New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, Chief Apostle Oliver C. Brown and Bishop Joel Benson Brown. Big shout out, so we're right there. So listen, I have enjoyed you, and certainly will continue to look at Sunday Best, and we just look for bigger, better, and greater things coming from you, Clifton.
Yes, ma'am. It's been wonderful. Thank you so
All
much.
All right. You're quite welcome. Thank you for joining the show.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? That wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show right here from Richmond, Virginia on Blog Talk Radio. We're so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We say a big shout out to everyone that was joining us in the chat room. We see you and we thank you so much. Hey, if you missed any portion of my interview today, no problem. You can go to the archive, the on-demand section, and listen to the full interview. The first segment featured Dr. Cindy Trim and our influential women in ministry. And our second segment featured BET Sunday Best contestant, Clifton Ross III. Visit my official website, www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. www.sharpvet-productions.com. Click on the radio page, and you'll find everything you need. Until we meet again, peace and love.